and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. Going to look today at Psalm 67. The title is The King and His Kingdom. As we come to God's Word, let's bow before our King, even Jesus, and ask for his help. So, Lord, we come to you and pray that you would make your words come alive to us today. We worship you, we give you thanks. We say with the hymn writer, "Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own." May we hear your music today. May we hear your voice speaking to us. King of kings and Lord of lords, our King, we recognize your good and gracious authority over us. And so, Lord, speak, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Psalm 67, and I will read the whole of this psalm. There are just seven verses. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. This beautiful psalm expresses a deep desire for God's rule and reign to be extended over all creation. The psalmist prays for God's salvation to be known amongst all peoples, who will then join together to praise the one true God. There'll be justice, abundant provision for all, together with reverent awe for God, what is meant here by fear in verse 7. And this, of course, is what it means to live under God's rich and bountiful blessing. It's a wonderful, liberating vision as we take these verses as a whole. It's a vision that is filled with light, love, and joy. It's a vision of harmony. We rejoice at this picture. We rejoice at God's life-giving word. And it's helpful to recognize that the psalm is essentially a prayer for God's kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus, of course, taught us to pray this. And as Christian people, we know that the wonderful picture painted in Psalm 67 is only fulfilled through the coming of Jesus. He first came to inaugurate the kingdom, which is now growing all over the world. And what's more, he will come again to make all things new, perfectly establishing his rule. This is the now and not yet of the kingdom of God that theologians speak about. The kingdom has essentially come already in Jesus, and yet it is still coming. There is a tension. And so let us respond by praying this psalm, and by adding the words that Jesus taught us, "May your kingdom come." Of course, God calls us to do more than pray. He himself is working right now in marvellous ways, both large and small. He calls us to be attentive to this and join with him in the work that he is doing. Be aware of where he's at work, among your family and friends, in your workplace or neighbourhood, and be ready to engage as God gives you opportunities. May we know the joy of being part of the answer to our own prayers as we see God's kingdom come more and more each day. And so today, what I want to do is spend a longer time in prayer than we have been used to be doing just in these reflections, and to pray through the psalm and add in that phrase, "May your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And as we pray, and as you pray personally for your situations, also have in the back of your mind, how is God calling me to be an answer to my prayers? That's an important question, something that we always need to ask, because we see in Scripture that sometimes when we pray, as Nehemiah did in Nehemiah chapter 1, God calls him to be an answer to his prayers. God calls us to pray, but God calls us also to join with him in a myriad of different ways in the work of his kingdom. So we pray the psalm, we pray Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us. May he make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on the earth, your salvation among the nations. Even so, Lord God, Heavenly King, bless us. May we know your face shining upon us today. And not only on us, for we pray that your ways may be known on the earth, your salvation among all the nations. May your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, may the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. Lord, we pray for the nations of the world, especially remembering today the places in the world where there is persecution of believers, even today. Those high on the watch lists of organizations like Open Doors, places like North Korea, Laos, places in Nigeria, so many around the world, O Lord. We pray that in these places, people may praise you. We pray that you would turn the hearts of governments to you. Bring revival in your world, we pray, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Send the rain of your Spirit to freshen the ground, to water hard hearts. May there be a great and mighty turning to you in these days. May your will be done. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray, Lord, that you would provide for us in these difficult days. May the land yield its harvest. May we know your blessing. Lord, for those around the world who are struggling to obtain food, we recognize that this is an ongoing year-on-year struggle for many. And so we pray, God of grace, God of justice, that you would provide. May the land yield its harvest. And may those of us who are in the West recalibrate our thinking and our actions in these unprecedented days, and live more simply, more justly, that we might be an answer ourselves to this prayer, a prayer for a harvest for the whole world. So, Lord, we pray this psalm, we pray the kingdom. Once again, may your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.